In the name of Jesus, but I say to you, says Jesus, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. This happens to be a great day for this school. It is the first time in her history when she sends, that is to say, sends on behalf of the church, women into the service of the church. Angela and Linda, you're historical. It's a great day. In fact, it's long overdue. Of course, the church needs pastors. What we are saying is that the church needs holy women, too. In fact, can you see this, Angela? No, you're straining your neck. Move over here. And Linda, you need to go too. I want to make sure you see what I'm talking about. Be merciful. How actually is God merciful? Well, it's not just that he does merciful things. I want to stress the word is. God is merciful. It's the manner in which he is. He doesn't exist, as it were, apart from his mercy and then from time to time show it in some way. He is it. Now in the church, this is called an office. The office of being a pastor, the office of being a deaconess. It means you are bound to something that is not of you, but of someone else, by which you represent in your very life and being that other. Are you baptized, Linda? How about you, Angela? Well, they say yes. In which case you were plunged into his death and raised again to his life by the gift of the Spirit of Jesus. What the church is saying to you this day is, you carry that baptism forth. That life, which is the life of mercy, is now yours to bear. I want you to take a look at this. Here's a truism, my friends in Jesus. There is no cross that the church recognizes that doesn't have a body on it. Because God comes to us in a body. That body is the body of Jesus. The one who took flesh from Mary, as we say in the Creed, for us and for our salvation, and there is no other than the crucified one. Now here's the thing, Angela and Linda. Now the church sends you forth. The people will see Jesus in a body, and it's got to be yours. And that's why the text says about this mercy, be merciful. You are to embody the mercy of God your Father. And you are in to embody that for that which is burdensome. Never have a cross that is lightweight. This is not simply an aesthetic fact. Plastic crosses don't cut it. Heavy wood will do. Metal is even better. It symbolizes, yeah, not more than, but it symbolizes an important fact. Sin and illness, the cares of human life, weigh people down. It causes them to be weighed down. We call this not just sin, we call this sickness. We call this depression. We call this anxiety and fear, a sense of lostness and hopelessness. It's heavy. It brings one down to the earth. And therefore, as we like to say, or at least I like to say, Jesus hung on the cross. He was heavy, weighed down. And for that reason, because he took the cares of the world upon himself, as well as their sins, the two go together, you know, because God is merciful, God had to make sure that this body of divine mercy stayed there. And so he used the Romans. As it were, God said, I'm going to use the Romans. And they're going to nail him fast. And they did. They nailed Jesus fast. He was nailed on the cross so that he could not move. Steadfastness of mercy, if you will. None of this is just pure history. Nothing that happened to Jesus is simply facticities. It's all purpose driven, as they say. And this purpose is to lift up. It's called resurrection, but it means hope. It means faith. It means living on another day despite. And that's your task. You gotta be merciful so they can be hopeful. You have to be merciful so that they can be people of faith. You have to go so that they see God coming. You have to be there so they say, yes, God is merciful to me and I'm not alone. This is the whole point of being a deaconess. To be merciful. And in this being merciful, to illustrate, demonstrate the presence of him who is merciful. God is mercy, and hence merciful. I don't know if anybody knew when you were baptized and plunged into the death of Jesus that they thought you would be a deaconess one day. But in the mysteries of God, your baptism was to now be expressed by way of a service. And the church says, we want this service done. And for that reason, we're not just going to say to the common lay person, you do it. No, We want them to do it, but we're going to make sure it's done. And that's why the church brings forth what we call an office. It's darn well going to be done, and you're the ones who are going to do it. And that's what the church is saying in just a few minutes when we give you your deaconess calls. You are the one who's going to do it. You are the ones who are going to demonstrate by your service that God is the merciful Father. You are going to demonstrate by your service that Jesus hangs on the cross still in the giving over of love, which is your life. The church likes Jesus the crucified, because there is no other Jesus for the church. The resurrection of Jesus does not mean that now he's got it easy. It means that he continues to suffer in those whom he sends because there is need to suffer. That is to say, to join oneself to those who suffer. Place your burdens upon me, he says, and they become light. For you, Angela and Linda, this is to say, place your burdens upon Linda and Angela that their burdens may become light. So it's a task, and it is a burden. Don't kid yourself. But it's the burden that God bears. You are not going out like some military scout away from the force. The whole army of the saints goes with you, bound as all of them are to Christ the head, who is the eternal Son of the Father, who our text says is merciful. And he will be merciful to you too. He will go with you. It's after all the sufferings of Jesus that you bear. The sufferings of the Lord, the risen one, the one at the right hand of the Father, his sufferings. So, if you will, let's bear these burdens lightly, for they are the Lord's. May the Lord Jesus bless you, Linda, and you, Angela, and your service. Bless all of you who are on the way to this calling. Bless all of you who are on the way to the pastoral office, which has its own burdens. Bless us all who are baptized into his name. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.